Some sporting history will be made next month, which is well worth celebrating locally. From the 7th of August, Suffolk will have its very own team of athletes at a Special Olympics for the first time. Now, Special Olympics is the world's largest sports organisation for children and adults with intellectual disabilities, providing year-round training and competitions to around 6 million athletes and unified sports partners in more than 170 countries. Special Olympics competitions are held every day all around the world, including local, national and regional competitions, adding up to more than 100,000 events a year. Its flagship games are being held in Sheffield this year. In a moment, we'll hear from a couple of our local competitors, but first, here's Terry McEntee, the chair of Special Olympics Suffolk.
Well, I've been involved in sport all my life. Athletics happens to be my main sport, but as a teacher and then as within sports development. Before I retired from work, I was involved quite a bit with disability sport. And when the mention of setting up Special Olympics was there, then I just got involved. And since retiring, I've been helping to coordinate things for Suffolk.
We're just a couple of weeks away from the first team from the county, the first Suffolk team going to a Special Olympics. What does that mean to you?
Well, I think it's a major milestone. We'll all look back and say afterwards, well, that was a first. And certainly this is. We've been working quite hard. There's been a lot of people involved here in this before I become involved, and they all had a desire to get to the National Games. Now is the opportunity. And yes, it's a great moment for Suffolk, really.
Can you tell us what's going to be happening on Tuesday at Endeavour House? This is a send-off event for the athletes.
It's a send-off event which has been hosted by Suffolk County Council, and we'll have some of the athletes there demonstrating the sports that we'll be taking part in at Sheffield, and inviting supporters and friends and indeed people who have helped us to provide funding to enable the athletes to get there. A little bit of a celebration and a send-off, and wishing the athletes well for the Games.
There are some incredible stories, aren't there, of the guys that are going to be going along to Sheffield?
Absolutely. I think when you talk about that, we have 24 athletes going to the Games across three sports, 11 in athletics, 11 in gymnastics and two badminton players. And you could say that there is a unique and individual story around each person, and all of them are really inspiring. To just look at the challenges that they've all faced in life, and indeed then to get to the level of performance in the sport that they are now, is a huge credit to them and to everyone who supported them.
How will you feel when you're watching some of these guys competing?
Well, I'll certainly feel proud and satisfied to see an end product to all the preparation that has been taking place for the last year or two. And we're just getting to the latter stages of that to ensure that everything will be right and perfect for the athletes.
Terry McEntee, the chair of Special Olympics Suffolk, ahead of Tuesday's send-off at Endeavour House. Ollie Minns and Hamish Crawford will be two of the athletes who you can go along and see on the day. We'll hear from them after the head coach for Special Olympics Suffolk in the Eastern Region, Margaret Nichols. How's she feeling ahead of next month's games in Sheffield?
Very exciting, but very nerve-wracking, because we're not totally sure what we're going to expect, but it's just the fact of seeing ours get to the point of being able to go to a national competition.
And what's happening on Tuesday as well at Endeavour House, it's very important that these guys are celebrated, and even if people only go along for 5 or 10 minutes, just to see what Special Olympics Suffolk is about, it's quite important, I feel.
I think it's the main thing that's important is to show that our athletes can do whatever they want to do. It's all just hard work, and seeing people come and celebrate that they are going to do it from Suffolk.
So, Ollie, it's been a couple of years since we last spoke. How does it feel now that you're on the verge of competing at the actual Games?
It doesn't feel real, in a way. Like, yeah, it feels a bit weird, but I'm sure I'll be all right.
Are you looking forward to Tuesday, first of all, as well, to kind of show local people what it's all about?
Yeah, I'm looking forward to Tuesday because just getting the word out and, showing people what we do.
And in Sheffield, how do you think you'll feel when you're travelling up there?
A bit nervous. Yeah, so hopefully it'll be all right. Just need to concentrate on what I need to do, get my head down and do it.
Tell us a little bit about your training regime. Have you increased the intensity in training? You're training harder than ever now?
Yeah, I train really hard, sort of like most days. I also go to the David Lloyd gym and train there. And then I go to Harriers and Panthers afterwards.
And it must feel so special to be part of the first team from Suffolk to go to a Special Olympics.
Yeah, feels really, really good to be one of the first people from Suffolk to go to a Special Olympics. Yeah, I just can't wait.
Well, you should be ever so proud. Not only are you competing, but you're also a coach these days as well, Ollie, and you've got one of your pupils, I guess, here with you.
Yeah, so I coach Hamish, and yeah, so I sort of like do long jump, javelin, a bit of running with him, so yeah, it's all good.
Is he a good coach, Hamish?
Yes.
Yeah. Let's talk about you. So you're going to be incredibly busy at the Special Olympics. Yes. You're competing in numerous events. Tell us about how the preparation's going for those.
It's a bit like hard work because I'm getting a bit like nerve-wracking about the Special Olympics in Sheffield.
You must be looking forward to it.
Yeah, but it's a bit like scary because it's my first one, right? Excited but nervous. I'm just going to enjoy it and enjoy the moment.
Quite right. Of the events that you're competing in, is there one that you favour more? Is the one that you're really looking forward to?
Mm-hmm. The 50-metre sprint.
Ahead of the games, are you training more than ever? You're training harder now?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I train Wednesdays and Fridays with my mate Ollie.
You both went to the London Anniversary Games recently, didn't you? So what was that like?
Good. It was amazing.
Who did you see on the day?
We saw David Weir. And then, yeah, it was quite a good experience. And then we went to the World Championships and World Para, and we saw Sophie Hahn, Richard Whitehead, Dave Henson. And then we saw Steph Reed. Yeah, it was amazing.
You'd obviously been before Ollie as well, but what was it like going with a group of you from Suffolk?
Yeah, it was all right. It was really good. Really good day out. Really good to see sort of like, all the athletes compete, and hopefully one day that'll be me.
Yeah, well, in a few days, I guess it will be in a couple of weeks. So, yeah. did you think about yourself competing in a couple of weeks, Simon? You were there.
Like when I was at the World Championships, I said to myself, "Oh, one day when I go to Sheffield, I'll be down there on the track and competing for Special Olympics Suffolk."
And now it's going to happen. Well, fantastic. Well. Huge best wishes to you both at the Games. We hope it goes really well for you, and I guess the main thing is to enjoy it, isn't it, really?
Yeah, that's the main thing. That's why we do it, just sort of like enjoyment and see others succeed, and it'll be good.
That is a key word, isn't it, Margaret, the fact that everyone who goes enjoys themselves.
Yeah, I think the main thing is they put everything into it, and that's what the enjoyment comes out of. And I think the same for those of us who are going. It's seeing them achieve, and through achievement, you get enjoyment. Mm.
Ollie, Hamish, all the other competitors have put so much into this, but there's loads of other partners as well that have made this work, that have got funds together. I mean, you guess you have to pay for the athletes to go, for parents and coaches and whatnot, but there's been a huge, impressive fundraising drive from a lot of people.
We've got a very, very good set of parents, supporters, that have actually got money through businesses, through friends, through people doing runs for us. They've just come up trumps, absolutely come up trumps. Otherwise, we wouldn't be going.
I guess when you're watching Ollie and Hamish in competition, how do you think you'll feel?
A bit emotional because of having seen them right the way through from when they started. Particularly Ollie, having had him at school from the age of six and seeing where he's got to and knowing that Hamish will follow him on.
Well, that's a lovely story and an important one that's well worth celebrating. Suffolk's first ever team at a Special Olympics. The Games take place in Sheffield in just over a week's time. You just heard from coach Margaret Nichols, and both Ollie Minns and Hamish Crawford who will be representing the county at the Games. Earlier, Terry McEntee, the chair of Special Olympics Suffolk. Thanks to all, along with Mike McCarthy, the active Ipswich manager, for joining me earlier in the week. For more information, specialolympicssuffolk.org is the place to go online.